Good morning, everyone. My name is Won Gun from Hanyang University in South Korea. It's a great pleasure to present our work at the Eugenics ATC. Today, I'm going to introduce a new scholarly journaling mode. It's called WorldIO. What we are trying to address two things in this work: one, solve journaling of general anomaly problem; two, improve scholarly performance. This is joint work with Colonel Han Gun Uki and Professor Yu Ji Won and Professor Bom Sung Nam. This is the outline of the presentation. SQLite is in process library and a transactional SQL database engine. It is known as the database for Android, iOS, and Tizen, and it is also used by many desktop applications. You will be surprised to know how frequently SQLite is used. It's not just used for database, but also used for storing all kinds of temporary data. As a result, SQLite is responsible for 70% of the IOs on Android platform. Suppose we are typing in hi on an app, then SQLite is called write two characters, and two characters of SQLite create 4 kilobytes of write to the storage. It is called EXT4 file system journals SQLite journal file. This is called journaling of journal anomaly. In more detail, here we show the insert operation on SQLite. When you insert one record to a database, SQLite calls 5 write calls and 4 after async for database and SQLite journal file. This is how EXT4 file system works. When you write data in ordered mode, EXT4 first write data and write metadata to journal area. Here we show what happens when SQLite and EXT4 file system work together. When SQLite calls after async, EXT4 writes the corresponding data and journal to storage. For each after async calls, EXT4 writes a huge amount of write in file system journal area for the SQLite journal file. In the beginning, we start with 2 bytes, but in the end, 40 kilobytes is written to the storage. This is observable on all journaling modes of SQLite. Such IO traffic is considered bad for overall performance. We reviewed the ways to write in file system, hoping to get insights on solving journaling of journal anomaly. There are 2 types of write in EXT4 file system: allocating write and non-allocating write. Metadata is updated in allocating write, and non-allocating write does not update import metadata. This is IO path for writing 4 kilobytes using buffer.io with fsync to the storage. In both allocating and non-allocating write, file system journals updated metadata of the file. After async in allocating write is the same as the fsync case. But if there is no allocated blocks, the EXT4 file system only writes data blocks. Buffer.io write is that page case is involved. Direct.io, on the other hand, transfer data from user space memory to storage. However, one important constraint is that direct IO operation fails when IO size is not sector aligned. Benefit of using direct IO is observed when we use non-allocating write. Direct IO does not accompany file system journaling. After analyzing the IO behavior, we found that buffer write followed by after async and direct IO in non-allocating write shows the same behavior. In both cases, EXT4 does not accompany file system journaling. By analyzing the IO behavior, we found the important key to solve the journaling of journal anomaly. We decided to use direct IO for SQLite to remove EXT4 journaling. Using direct IO write in SQLite row commit is a great idea, but it's not all that simple. While trying to use DirectIO based world mode in SQLite, we faced three issues. First, we have to avoid the metadata update in SQLite logcommit. Logcommit operation in SQLite uses allocating buffered write. In order to avoid updating metadata in commit operation, we need to make a non-allocating DirectIO write. Second issue, we are faced with making the SQLite I/O size DirectIO comparable and block device friendly. The final issue is to make DirectIO write more efficient and flash memory friendly. Each layer in the I/O stack, such as DBMS, file system, and block device layer, aggregates the I/O's on its own way to remove the I/O bottleneck. Otherwise, in SQLite, the individual row commit operations are separately issued to the storage device. We have to make writing DirectIO more efficient to reduce the writing overhead. Okay, let's address each issue one by one. The solution to the first issue is free allocation with explicit journaling and using non-allocating DirectIO in WAR file. In WAR mode. We use the fallocate function to pre-allocate a certain amount of blocks for WAR file and initialize all allocated blocks. And then we explicitly call the FDL sync to keep metadata in file system journal. This allows us to recover from the system crash. Using fallocate crashes another problem. When you call allocate, it returns uninitialized blocks to protect stale contents remains on sectors of the flash storage. When SQLite writes a block for the first time, initialized flag is set. But when system is crashed before calling fsync, OS reaches initialized flag state, and any attempt to read fallocated blocks will return all zeros. So pre-allocation should return the initialized blocks without exposing stale contents. We saw three approaches to solve the problem of uninitialized block and stale contents on flash storage. First approach is to zero-fill, but this operation unfortunately accompanies huge I/O overhead. So we modified the fallocate function in the second and third approach to allocate blocks with the initialized flag set. And we also use discard or trim command in flash storage to avoid exposing stale contents. Here we briefly explain how discard or trim command works when discard or trim command is issued with number of RBAs. It asks the flash storage to remove the mapping table entries for respective blocks. So with discarded or trimmed block, stale data is protected from inappropriate attempts to read. In the second approach, we mounted the file system with discard option. When file blocks are deallocated with discard mount option, file system issues discard command to erase them, so new allocated blocks are always free from exposing stale contents. In the third approach, the file blocks are unmapped when they are allocated. As I mentioned before, we modified the fallocate function to allocate blocks with the initialized flag set. And to issue discard or trim command to corresponding flash storage sectors. In this way, we can protect the stale data too. So after implementing all three schemes in our test platform, we decided to use the third approach with a trim command on eMMC. Second issue we talked about is making the SQLite I/O size DirectIO comparable and block device friendly. We examined the DirectIO write performance on Galaxy S5. We observed that larger degree of performance improvement when the I/O size is aligned with file system block size or NAND flash page size. This simple experiment provides an important direction for our optimization effort, leading us to align the I/O with multiple 4 and 8 kilobyte. But the problem is that in SQLite, neither the read log nor the underlog structures are comparable with direct I/O, and they are not sector and block size aligned also. In order to solve the problem, we implemented a header embedding scheme in the read log structure. We placed frame header at the end of a wireframe. The final issue we are going to address is making direct I/O write more efficient as flash memory friendly. In buffered I/O, OS aggregates the I/Os on its own way to flash them in large chunk to reduce I/O bottleneck. Otherwise, in SQLite, the individual log commit operations are separately issued to the storage device. We developed group synchronization to reduce the synchronization overhead. In group synchronization, we employ frame buffer and grouping interval. All log records which have been written during a grouping interval are maintained at the frame buffer. SQLite flashes frame buffer when the grouping time interval expires or when the frame buffer is full. The benefit of group synchronization is reducing the overhead for synchronizing, and it aligns the I/O with NAND flash page size. We add group synchronization feature for the enhancement in performance. In this feature, the frame buffer size is set to 16 kilobyte with 2 millisecond grouping interval. Now, we discuss durability issue. Using buffered I/O in original SQLite synchronizes data to page cache when calling write function. And data is synchronized to storage servers by calling fsync or fdatasync. When you call direct I/O write, the data reaches only to the write back cache of the flash storage. But to guarantee durability, the log in the cache should be written to the storage servers. Suppose the data is on the write back cache and the system is crashed, then the data in the cache lost. To make data durable, we use three types of direct I/O for our new journaling mode. First, we use direct I/O with SQLite full synchronization option. Direct I/O write only writes to the write back cache of the flash storage. Full sync option in SQLite calls fsync or fdatasync after each log commit, so writing data is flashed to the storage servers. Second, we implement persistent direct I/O, or in short, PDIO, for better performance. PDIO follows reliable write command stated in EMMC standard. Writing direct I/O with PDIO writes the log directly to the storage servers, bypassing not only the buffer cache, but also write back cache of the flash storage. Persistent direct I/O eliminates the overhead in calling fdatasync. It shows better performance than direct I/O with full sync option. Third optimization assumes non-removable battery in the smartphone. Such case potentially makes direct I/O write a persistent write even without full sync option of SQLite. The logs in the write back cache of the storage can survive the one failure as long as the power supply leaves some slack on flash storage. We harmonize all of the features mentioned to form a new SQLite journaling mode and named it WorldIO. And we implemented WorldIO in the recent smartphone model Samsung Galaxy S5. This figure shows I/O trace of 10 insert operations in world mode and in WorldIO mode. The radius of each circle denotes the size of an I/O. In world mode, each log commit writes 8 kilobytes to SQLite journal file and writes 20 kilobytes on file system journaling. In world mode, Each local commit yields just 4 kilobyte I/O. As shown in the graph, there is no file system journaling nor non-optimized data writing. WorldIO successfully eliminates the file system journaling overheads since the logo is committed with DirectIO, and WorldIO successfully optimizes writing data since the frame header is embedded with the database page. Okay. We performed each of insert, update, delete operation 1,000 times and measured the performance. We categorized them into 5 groups: Structural Write, LSMVVT, WorldIO with full sync option, WorldIO with persistent direct IO, and WorldIO with normal sync option. Here we examined the performance of WorldIO with group synchronization. Compared to stack world mode, WorldIO persistent direct IO obtains 2.2 times better performance in the absence of group synchronization. When you use group synchronization, WorldIO persistent direct IO shows 5 times better performance than the stack world mode and 2.7 times better performance compared to LSMVVT. When the battery of a smartphone is not removable or stored data is considered as not significant, we can use WorldIO normal sync. Normal sync case shows 4 times better performance than LSMVVT and 7.4 times better performance than world mode. The performance of delete and update operations are not different from insert operation. Next, we examine the total I/O volume. Compared to world mode, the total volume decreases to 1 over 6. The volume decreased from 29 megabyte to 4.6 megabyte. Since erase and write cycle of the flash storage is critical to lifespan of smartphone, using our scheme significantly improves the lifespan of the device. Here is the summary of our paper. We developed pre-allocation with explicit journaling, header embedding, and group synchronization. This implementation allows SQLite to use direct I/O semantics without having to compromise file system integrity and to optimize the performance of SQLite for flash storage. We integrated all the changes to form a new SQLite journal mode, and we named it as WorldIO. Compared to World in stock SQLite, WorldIO shows 5 times better performance. Moreover, WorldIO with normal sync option shows 7.4 times better performance compared to stock world mode. In this work, we successfully resolved the journaling of journal anomaly. As a result, we achieved significant performance improvements by optimizing the I/O stack and SQLite. Thank you.
Start with one. So in previous work from your group, you have other solutions where you change the B3 operations inside the SQL, right? Can you comment on comparisons between this work versus other works that solve journaling of journal anomaly?
This technical issue is studied by our second author. So, answer to you after? Talk with second author. Yeah, thank you.
This work seems to suggest that for sort of infrastructure programs like SQLite, it may make sense to have a lower level file system interface than what we normally have. Do you have any thoughts on in that direction? In other words, how much of this is due to, you know, using higher level file system features like non-aligned partial writes and sort of and so on that, you know, go away when you strip out, you're essentially stripping out some of the functionality of the file system in the modes that you're providing?
Sorry, but I have
I'll take this offline.
Should we have a specialized
file
system?
Please, maybe. Sorry.
Yes. Okay. Should we have a specialized? Do you think we need a specialized low-level file interface for SQLite, Postgres, you know, key-value stores, you know, all these non-user applications?
Okay, I think it. I have not enough answer right now, but I will send this to you after more searching. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.